Shades of Ethiopian starvation visit the Rohingya of Burma. Egypt's civil disobedience brings the country to a standstill, and a Bible translation group can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We'll tell you about the mounting excitement on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The ethnic Rakhine versus the Rohingya conflict in Burma is getting no attention despite its genocide label. The Rohingya were forced from their villages after an assault by three Rohingya men against a Rakhine girl. Now the Rohingya are displaced. The Rohingya are being forced to renounce their citizenship just to enter relief camps. A team member with Partners Relief and Development, or PROD, says,
"The people that are not willing to sign those statements are fending for themselves and setting up shelters along the road, and the population is swelling, and it's becoming a humanitarian crisis."
PROD hopes their Christian roots can help change the utter hopelessness there.
"We are trying to be a light in a very dark place, and so we need a lot of prayer. We need financial support to keep doing what we're doing, and we need other groups and individuals to come alongside us to help with this effort.
Without it, widespread deaths, especially among children, can be expected." Next, Egypt's highest court began an open-ended strike against President Mohamed Morsi and a new draft constitution. The Sharia-based charter is expected to bring more trouble to Egyptian Christians. Christian Aid Mission says ministries they help are growing more concerned. Thousands have already fled the country for safety. Pray wisdom for Christians who are living out their faith as Egypt deals with birthing pains. This is Mission Network News. Shanti Gramam literally means village of peace in Tamil. Well, the residents have several things in common. They're older, poor, and have survived leprosy. The desolation of the place was at odds with its name. In August, Audio Scripture Ministry sent 30 Audio Scripture units into this remote Indian village. A couple weeks ago, ASM's J.P. Sundararajan got to see the results.
"There was a tree in the middle of the property. We just sat around this tree, and they began to recite scripture, the same scripture they had just been listening to for the past few weeks."
The team noticed a man standing apart, and he too began reciting. But Tamil wasn't his first language. Telugu was.
"God's word still meant a lot to him, even though it was not in his heart language."
The neglected people finally found a home in Jesus Christ.
"That moment there captured for me the kind of conditions that these people are living in today and have come out of as well, and what God's Word can do as they go forward in their own lives."
Their hunger for God's Word is insatiable. Already, there are more requests for the $35 units. Will you help provide hope? There are links at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, do you know what the Great Commission is? It's the command Jesus gave his followers before he went to heaven. Go and tell the world about me.
We see getting scriptures into each language as being a key part of completing the Great Commission.
Wycliffe Bible Translators Russ Hurstman reports major progress. Less than 2,000 languages lack God's Word.
"This is the first time that it's ever dropped below 2,000. That's kind of a real milestone for us."
He says that also means less translation needs to be started than what's already in progress.
"We rejoice, and we also recognize that we need to continue working hard."
Many of the languages that don't have scripture are in difficult areas of the world. Pray for safe access and opportunities.
"Some of these are in places where there are other majority world religions that are very antagonistic towards Christianity."
So, what fills your tank? That question was answered recently by Katie Moore with New Tribes Mission in central Mexico. It came about when she accidentally drained her 300-gallon water tank during dry season. As she considered Bible translation work in the region and the inevitable challenges, she compared God's unlimited strength versus her own strength. It's a lesson she's been teaching now with a whole new meaning. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting just for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Now, when you help Mission Network News with your best gift, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and you'll get that CD too. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.